This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Even a year ago, it was built different with the run game. Again, you're not getting in any kind of crazy schemes. I mean, you're trying to get good at the basics.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by our friends at South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. On a night where it will be rainy with maybe a thunderstorm in the mix in Charlotte for the Steelers and Panthers. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. PM Team Black and Gold Game Day. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football, intern Jack. That was Arthur Smith on the Steelers run game, which could have everyone in it tonight. Could have Jaylen Warren. Could have Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. Could have Isaac Seumalo. Those are all players who were not declared out for this game per Mike Tomlin, and none of them are nursing an injury, best we can tell, right now. So, yeah, you don't have what might be the defense's reaction to what the Steelers offense looks like with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf out there and how they set up accordingly. Like, okay, maybe that does affect if there's an extra safety in the box or not. But the guys who are going to block the play and the guys who are going to take the ball and do something with it are all, in theory right now, Malzi, going to be in the lineup. And I don't care what Arthur Smith says. It absolutely is something I would like to see look better in this game than it has the previous two. Kabali had this stat. With the first team offensive line out there, they have 14 yards on 5 carries so far. That's horrendous.
It's under 3 a carry for those of you who do not major in math. I think that what's been noticeable just beyond the statistics to the eye test is that while it's been, I don't know, pleasant surprise might not be the right word, but while you might have had some of your fears about, say, Jones, or if you didn't know about Fautanu, pass blocking, you felt like that's looked a little more stable. I certainly have felt that way.
Yeah.
You've gotten no such assurances or reassurances about the run game. They haven't really gotten a push. There hasn't been people moving going on up front. And the problem with that is that even though Aaron Rodgers might be your quarterback, that is absolutely the bedrock upon which Arthur Smith and really the head coach here still want to build this offense. So I would like to see these guys go out. If the first two preseason games, especially the first one, you remember how Smith called that first series. He had Mason Rudolph on the move.
Play action.
Right. He had Jones and Fautanu, I think, especially, like, put in positions to succeed and build up some confidence. Call this game for however long those guys are out there. Like, your main goal is to physically batter the opposing front seven into submission, because that's what needs to be worked on here.
I do think you'll get some sort of bump from starting games with Jaylen Warren as your running back and not Najee Harris. They never came out of that. There were games last year where Jaylen would out-snap Najee and might even get more attempts than Najee. But I don't think it's a coincidence that they were the worst team in the NFL to start games. They had no opening drive touchdowns in the 18 games they played last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mike Tomlin was very bullheaded and stubborn about, I drafted Najee Harris in the first round. He's my bell cow running back. He's going to open games for us.
Yeah, conceptually, I believe it. Like, he was about setting a tone, too. He's a physical guy. He sets a certain tone. This is how we're going to do it. And it made them plotting early in games.
Yes.
It made them a plotting outfit.
And I like Warren, and I am excited to see now what he does now that he is the unchallenged back, because Caleb Johnson's not taking this job
He's
from
him.
Not
pushing him, no.
And Gainwell has a very specific role. I am looking at CBS Sports fantasy football rankings at running back. Where do you think Jaylen Warren ranks right now? And this is in leagues where you get points for a catch. So he becomes a little bit more valuable because we know we can do that.
Fantasy running back rankings.
Yeah.
In PPR.
Donnie, you want to give this a shot? Where's Jaylen Warren? Where do they think he ranks among
23rd.
The Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey?
23rd.
18th.
28th.
Price is Right rules, Donnie. Take the L.
They have him as one of the worst starting running backs in the entire NFL. From a production standpoint,
that obviously
what
takes
they expect
into account,
him to do.
Well, that takes into account, do you think the guy's going to get his carries eaten into by Caleb Johnson? Do they list Caleb Johnson, like, on broadly just a running back ranking?
They do. They have him 29th.
So they think that that's like a 50-50 job share.
Yeah. They got bad information. I should
I don't see that
email
at all.
One of my friends especially there and say, you got to change that.
Especially with the Caleb Johnson pass-catching limitations and pass-blocking limitations and everything else like that. I would say that you should... Like, I guessed lower because I had a feeling you were going to tell me a lower number. I would put Jaylen Warren in a PPR kind of situation. Like, how productive is he going to be? I'd say, like, between 15 and 17. I think there are some... The other thing, though, is, dude, I think there are some good running backs around the league beyond just, like, the huge names. Beyond Barkley, beyond Derrick Henry. Like, how many people think of Kyron Williams, who aren't, like, maybe fantasy obsessive, as a really good running back? Hugely productive player.
He is 12th.
Brian Robinson might end up somewhere else. I think that guy's really good.
I'll name a running back. You tell me if you think it's possible, within reason, that Jaylen Warren will have a better season
okay.
than the guy.
All right.
Bijan Robinson.
No.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
No.
Christian McCaffrey.
Only because of injury, but no.
Saquon.
Otherwise, no.
Derrick Henry.
No.
Ashton Jeanty.
No, I think he's going to be good.
What's Miami's running back's pronunciation again? Achain?
Devin... I thought it was Achan.
Achan.
I think it is Achan.
Achan.
Achan. Seven. He's ganged up.
Well, that's why they're rumored to be interested in Brian Robinson. Which
and they
is, which
stink.
Weird.
I think they're going to blow. So I could actually see him having
if
a better
Achan's
year than
If Achan's healthy, I think he'd have a better year, but you're right. He's banged up. So I'll put that one in the possible category.
Jacobs.
No, I still think he's a warhorse, man.
Chase Brown.
Again, as a Chase Brown dynasty fantasy owner, I'm going to say no. I think he's good.
Bucky Irving.
No.
Jonathan Taylor.
I'd still take Taylor, I think.
Williams in L.A.
No, I think he... I just said I used him as...
O'Marrion Hampton.
I think he's going to be good. See, I'm now... How many have you named? Like
13.
Six, okay, keep going.
James Cook.
No.
Amari... Alvin Kamara.
I think at some point, decline has to come for him. That's where I'll start to...
All right, so you think that
so, yeah,
Warren could be in the...
15 to 17
in the
ranking.
Average range.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I'm glad you named all those guys. And then I here, who would you rather have this year as your starting running back, getting the majority of your carries? Jaylen Warren or James Conner?
I'd rather have Warren because I think at some point the wheels are going to fall off Conner. And I think that the explosive play is there for Warren. I think Warren is a very underrated running back. And we The only reason why we're not sure he's a really good running back yet is the opportunity that hasn't been there because of the Najee insistence by the coaching staff.
The only thing that has me worried about him just quickly is the fumbles. Like, I wonder about him putting the ball
so,
on the turf.
Here is where PFF, you know, take everything they do with a grain of salt, love them or hate them. Here's where they ranked each Steelers starting offensive lineman in terms of how they did as run blockers at their position. So, you know, there'd be 64 starting offensive tackles. There would be 64 starting guards and 32 starting
centers.
Yep.
Okay.
They had Broderick Jones as the 59th rated run blocker at tackle.
Room to grow. I mean, yes, I'm saying that kind of tongue in cheek.
They had Sayamalu 33rd. So right in the middle. Zach Frazier 6th.
Yeah, that's I mean, that scans.
Mason McCormick 110, but he didn't start a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fautanu doesn't have a grade because he barely played last year. Someone who's been around the team who knows ball. I said, where would you rank Fautanu as a run blocker compared to the other starting Steelers offensive linemen? And this is the answer I got back. Better than Jones and McCormick. Not as good as Sayamalu and Frazier.
So right in the middle.
Yeah.
The thing about Jones that I want to see, I'm curious about, and not just because I have staked some of my sterling reputation on his being good, one of the few things I thought he was doing well early in his rookie year when they finally put
I
him
agree
in,
with this.
He moved people, dude.
I thought the same thing.
And I know, remember we had conversations with Palazzolo where he was like, "Your eye, you know, our grades and your eyes might be telling you two different things." I thought he moved people, and I won't even use this to bash Dan Moore. I thought when he and Moore were out there at the same time, they moved people. It's like, I thought he could do that. I know he can do that because he did it when he was a rookie.
This segment was brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan beer of the month is Hitchhiker Brewing's bane of existence and supports breakthrough T1D for type 1 diabetes research.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Welcome back to PM Team Black and Gold Game Day. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, intern Jack, Donnie Football. We'll have a special Donnie Football debrief for tonight's game coming up in about 15 minutes. Football talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If you have Paramount Plus in Pittsburgh, you can watch Steelers-Panthers tonight on Paramount Plus, and you can stick around to watch a special nightly sports call after that with our next guest on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find embedded Steelers reporter and great broadcaster for KDK-TV, Richie Walsh.
Hey, Pony, what's up?
By the way, Richie Malzi could not even get off the field Saturday night in Tampa. The number of people in the stands who were saying, hey, dude, hey, Richie, we love you on the sports call. And he was waving like somebody
like
in a beauty
pageant wave.
Would do.
Like,
yes.
Like he's on the float at the parade.
Richie, would you say that that's true?
Were you cupping the hand and waving?
Didn't that happen?
I get more people to stop and talk to me about the sports call than anything else. They want to know about you guys. They love it. Everyone loves a sports call.
I thought they were going to say, Mr. Washburn, come over here. We'd love to talk to you.
All right, Richie. So,
well, there's been so many people.
Have you gotten
over the
confused
years
for Evan Washburn?
Oh, all the time. I get it all the time. They confuse us all the time at different stadiums. Not in Pittsburgh, but when I travel, they confuse us too.
All right, Richie. So Pop was on with us a little while ago and said, hey, I don't think Omar Khan's done. I think they're going to make a move at wide receiver. So you've been around the team a lot. You've excellent sources. You're going to watch this game and see how Roman Wilson does tonight and Scotty Miller. But what do you think? Are we going to see them add another wide receiver between now and that week one game against the Jets?
My gut is telling me yes, that's going to happen. I know they've made it apparent to get the ball to Roman Wilson early in games. We all saw it, seeing what he can do. And I like him. He looks a million times better than he did last year. I remember watching him in practice, and he was dropping balls. I'm not sure like if he knew the offense or not, but he struggled for a bit there. He looks like a different player, and I think there's some optimism about him. But I would not be surprised if they go out and get someone. I think they need another receiver just to take coverage away from DK Metcalf. I think Aaron Rodgers needs another talented receiver out there. I don't know who it's going to be, and I don't know who you get at this point.
I'll make a proposal to you, Richie. How about this one?
Go ahead.
Pony was hearing through the old rumor mill. Alec Pierce is now kind of the odd man out in Indy. He's 3 years into the league, 7 touchdowns, over 800 yards last year, led the league in yards per catch. He's a deep ball artist, a little redundant skill set or overlapping skill set with George Pickens. Would you trade a fourth-round pick? This guy was picked in the second round. Fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Beanie Bishop, who might be squeezed out of a position battle here for Alec Pierce as wide receiver two.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad trade, but, I had one layer to this. You know, Anthony Richardson is not going to have a chance in there. Why don't you move Skylar Thompson, get Anthony Richardson back and Alec Pierce and see what you got. Try to do something like that. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to try to trade for Anthony Richardson. I don't even know if they like him, but that was something that I thought about yesterday when I saw that he wasn't going to be the starter in Indianapolis. He's a project kind of guy that maybe the Steelers can keep him around for a little bit, because I don't know what's going to happen with that third quarterback position, but I would imagine Skylar Thompson, my opinion, my feeling is that he's going to make this team initially, because they're either going to pop Will Howard or put him on the IR.
Richie, to be fair, What would give any you or anybody else or me or Pony the idea that if, A, the Colts would even make a trade that sent Anthony Richardson away, and I don't think they would, why would anyone trust the Steelers with turning Anthony Richardson's career around?
That's a good point, and I don't even know if the Colts would trade him, but, I mean, what's he doing there? He's riding the bench, and you heard the agent come out. I don't know what his future is there.
I would trade for Pierce, though. I think Pierce is legit.
And I don't even know what I'd give up for Anthony Richardson. I'm not sold
on the guy.
I don't like him.
I wouldn't give up anything, and I thought he was going to be the best quarterback in that class. I think Pierce is a guy they could actually get who they could actually re-sign if it went well, because I don't think he's going to have such a big season if he were to come here, Richie, that he would be commanding close to wide receiver one money. I think he'd be getting solid wide receiver two money.
And that's the kind of guy you got to look for, someone like him. You know, I mean, other than that, what are your options? Amari Cooper? I mean, there isn't many options out there for a number two receiver, that's going to really help you win. I mean, the last couple of years, what, the Steelers really dropped the ball on trying to bring someone in here. Allen Robinson, then Van Jefferson, and now Robert Woods. I doubt he's going to make this team, but they need someone else to complement DK Metcalf, that's for sure. You saw it worked early with the Steelers when they had a Juju Smith or a Martavis Bryant alongside of an Antonio Brown. So I'm going to say Antonio Bryant.
Going back
Mine's
to your Pitt days.
On Pitt right now. But, yeah. But, yeah, they need someone, and I think they're going to make a move. But, like, I'm hoping it's not a move like Mike Williams last year where the guy didn't hardly play. You know, you thought he was going to help the team after he got the touchdown against Washington, and then he didn't do anything.
Richie, the quarterback dilemma, not that there is one here. Ray Fittipaldo has suggested he thinks Skylar Thompson could make the team and Will Howard could be the odd man out. Are you hearing anything along those lines?
I think that could happen, but I think it'll happen because they might try to hide a Will Howard. Look, they're going to keep Will Howard around somehow.
Of course.
Like maybe potentially pup him or IR him or try to sneak him on the practice squad. But I do think Skylar Thompson has a good chance of making this team. I really do. But I also think that they're not going to give up on Will Howard. You need three quarterbacks. Will Howard isn't healthy right now. So this is a perfect opportunity to put him on the pup, right? And then see what you have. And at that point, maybe you can sneak him on the practice squad or do something with him.
Speaking of the practice squad, how about this Lou Nichols, who's opened some eyes? Rudolph gave him some love unsolicited when he talked to reporters about this game tonight. I don't see him getting a spot over any of their top three running backs, but he's looked the best of all their running backs in the preseason.
He has, especially late in games. And I don't even see him ahead of Trey Sermon right now. And I don't think Trey Sermon's going to make this team because who's he going to bump out? They're probably going to keep three running backs, right? Then it's going to be Warren, Johnson, Gainwell. Sermon would be the odd man out. Nichols would be the next guy. But he's impressive. And I'll tell you what. Chris Hoke loves him. I did the post-game show with him last 2 weeks, and all he did was talk about Lou Nichols. So,
Does he see like a Willie Parker who comes out of nowhere to be a good player? Like, what's he saying about Lou Nichols?
He just loves the way he runs. That's what he told me. He liked the way he ran, especially there late. I mean, he's been, it's not really debatable, their best running back. I understand he's running against their third and fourth teamers, but he's been impressive. And that's how you make the team. That's how you open eyes. And I think there'll be a spot for him on the practice squad.
Richie, who do you think has the inside track or the upper leg, as it were, in this punting competition?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, that's like my number one battle that I've been trying to watch.
Same.
Right
it's
now.
Our number one battle on this show, yeah. Richie. Great minds think alike.
Johnson or Waitman? I mean, Waitman did a great job last year. But, you know, they paid Johnston. He was their guy. You know, I watched them both through camp. They've both been really good. It's going to be hard to choose, but I think they're going to probably lean towards Johnson, I would imagine.
Richie, is the Hayward thing over? Is he not fighting for money anymore? Did they tell him no? Like, what's your understanding of what happened with him suiting up and practicing the other day?
I just think that, you know, Cam is a veteran kind of guy. He's a leader. He's a Pittsburgh type guy. And if he doesn't get his money, maybe they'll figure something out. If he doesn't get his money, he's not sitting out. So I think being a leader, being that guy that's outspoken, being the guy that you go talk to all the time in the locker room, I just think he's setting a good example that maybe it's not going to come down to money. But maybe he does get his money. I don't know where that is right now, to be honest with you. But I don't foresee him sitting out a minute In the regular season.
You've staked out a broad swath of territory there. Maybe he does or maybe he does not get his money, Rich. I will say, you have not exactly stepped out on a ledge with that one.
Well, okay, here's the big question. Would you pay him? I mean, he signed his contract last year. He had arguably one of his best years.
I'd move the money up like they did with AB. As a 35-year-old. I'd give him the AB treatment is what I'd do.
Yeah, I think you would like a little sweetener.
Yes.
Give him some guaranteed money.
Here's the real question, Richie. What if they don't give him guaranteed money like all three of us agree they could front a little bit of it from next year, and he goes out, and this would be unprecedented, has another first-team All-Pro year and just is awesome for them again, then what?
I think the Steelers give him the money. I really do. That's my gut feeling
right now.
But
if they didn't give him the money, do you think they'd actually sit at the table with 1 year left on his deal? He's coming off two consecutive first-team All-Pros in this hypothetical and actually rip up the contract and write up a new one for him, or no?
I don't think that. I mean, he's still under contract. Mm. So, I mean, the ball's in the Steelers' court right now, right?
Yeah.
So if they don't pay him, which I think they will, if they don't pay him, I mean, he's still got to honor that contract. I don't think that they would rip up the contract, especially at the age. I mean, he's got age is on his side. That's working against him right now, right? So I think the ball's in the Steelers' court on this one, but I think they will figure something out because Cam is the ultimate good guy, good teammate, you know, the guy that you want on your team, that you want on your side, and you don't want him going into the season disgruntled in any way. So I think they'll figure something out for Cam like they did last year.
What did you hear about the Gabe Davis situation? Were they close to signing him?
Well, he left here. I didn't hear anything on that. I know he came in.
Yep.
And then he left. Maybe he just isn't the right fit. Maybe there's still an injury issue there.
Yeah.
But I'm curious as to what happened. Maybe it's a money thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you look at Gabe Davis, how much of an upgrade is he? Maybe you just want to take a chance with Roman Wilson. I mean, he had a couple good years with Josh Allen, but not like great years.
He looks like a Josh Allen creation to me. Terrible in Jacksonville.
I mean, he didn't do anything last year.
No, he was hit 20 catches the whole year.
I might roll the dice on someone like Amari Cooper instead of someone like him. But, you know, this might be like the information you got with Pierce. That wouldn't be a bad thing. I mean, you need to bring someone else in here because your guys right now are DK Metcalf, probably Roman Wilson, number two. Calvin Austin, number three, we'll say. I think Scotty Miller's making his team. Definitely Ben Skronik's making his team. So does Brandon Johnson, do they keep six?
No, I don't think
so. Does Brandon Johnson make this team?
No. What percent?
Can you upgrade Brandon Johnson?
What,
I think you can.
Yes, of course. What percentage would you put on them trading for Terry McLaurin?
Cool. A few years ago, if you had asked me that, I'd have been like zero.
Yeah.
But now you never know with Omar Khan what they could do. I saw that rumor that floated out there. I don't know what truth there is to it because I haven't heard it. But, I mean, it would be nice having McLaurin in here. But are there enough balls to go around if you had someone like McLaurin and Metcalf? And obviously, you got Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. That are going to want the ball. And
wouldn't that question be
Jaylen
kind of the
Warden.
Same with Pierce, though?
That's
I mean, with any receiver.
That's what we call a good problem.
Yeah,
right,
if they've got
it
to spread the ball around
have,
to good
right?
targets, yes, that, I'm fine with that.
I think you're going to see a lot of Kenny Gainwell. I know they like him out of the backfield. I think he's going to be a weapon to keep an eye on, though, too. But I definitely think they need to upgrade that number two wide receiver position right now. I don't think Roman Wilson's going to come out of nowhere and just surprise someone and be like this ultimate, you know, compliment to DK Metcalf right now. Maybe later in the year, but I think you need to add someone to the mix there.
All right, Richie, we'll be watching tonight after the game.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
There you go, Richie Walsh, everybody.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Donny, football debrief time brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. A tour de force appearance by one Richie Walsh. Cam Hayward could get paid. He could not get paid. It's just like Romeo and Juliet, to be or not to be there.
A great Shakespeare work, by the way.
It was Schrodinger's Hayward. In one reality, he has been paid. In another, he has not been paid. You never get to look inside the box and find out what's real.
Gabe Davis, he came and went.
Could you imagine, though, if they did actually trade for Anthony Richardson, what the reaction here would be?
I would.
There's
would
a lot of Steelers
brain melting.
There is some Steelers media out there who really believe, though, just to all jokes aside,
yeah,
that if they're going to bring in externally somebody who might be their 2026 quarterback, like a guy who is the bridge, like Trubisky was for Pickett, that Anthony Richardson is going to be that guy. Like, there is a community of Steelers fans and media who do believe that, because he's got traits that
they like. They don't know how to bring those traits out and turn them into production.
I also think it's kind of been proven based on his actions that Tomlin is not as enamored with the running quarterback as he
has said
in the past.
Or else Justin Fields would probably still be here.
Correct.
I mean, I got to be honest, he like cited Kenny's athletic ability as a major reason they drafted him, and it had me scratching my head, because in no universe is Kenny at the NFL level a running quarterback.
Don, what do you got for us, brother?
The debrief, August 21, 2025. This one falling right into my lap a few minutes ago. Pony put this out there. His pals at FanDuel putting together a list of every team's backup quarterback. And we know that Mark Caballi did not make this list. He may block Pony. He may block FanDuel after seeing this list. 32 backup quarterbacks on this list, and Mason Rudolph is 24.
But look at some of the names right ahead of him, a.k.a. the guy who's two spots ahead of him on this list, Don.
Kenny Pickett is 22.
In what universe? They should. Do they drug test at FanDuel? They should.
Tyson.
Whoever made the list should be tested.
Tyson Bagent is 21.
That's Bagent.
Who cares?
He was like broke. He broke down crying when he signed a $10 million
deal. I don't
even
think 19 on this list is a backup. Hendon Hooker. Kyle Allen has played great the last two games, and I think Hooker is going to get cut. for the former Steeler quarterback. And once in a while,
Donnie, where did Tyson Bagent go?
Once in a while, you'd get a Paul in Washington call saying that the Steelers should start.
D2 or D3.
Paul Washington would call and say they should start Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen went
after Wilson and Fields.
Paul in Washington, I think he and I are on the outs.
Yeah, he was very mean to you the last time he called.
Tyson Bagent, Shepherd Athletic Rams out in, that's in West Virginia.
His dad is a professional arm wrestler.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that because he was all jacked up when he started
the pride of Martinsburg, West Virginia, man. That's the part of West Virginia, though, that's like near, that's like basically a suburb of D.C., oddly enough. I don't know if you knew that, Don.
Yeah, I think Rudolph's getting short shrift. Too much shade here.
Here, let's go with some of the other notables.
Well,
here.
Okay, so I wanted to run through some of these and figure out, is this guy actually better or worse than Mason Rudolph?
Than Magic Mason. Go ahead.
Do you want me to start at one and work my way down?
You can do it however you want, Donnie. It's your debrief, my
Kirk
friend.
Kirk Cousins is number one.
He looked like he was ready to start his broadcasting career in the second half of last year, and he has not played at all in the preseason. But if you wanted to tell me that Kirk Cousins is still better than Mason Rudolph based on his body of work to some extent, I would say, okay, I'm fine with that. He did beat the Bucs twice last year and looked like a superhero in both those games, so I'm okay with that.
For a backup, he can still, yeah, have a superhero game, but man, there's a lot of days where he looks like he's ready to become Elmers.
But I don't think it's
send him to the glue.
Just like
factory,
I said,
man.
About Mason Rudolph to Aaron Rodgers, I don't think that there's a gap. Like, I think Mason Rudolph is as good and maybe even better than Kirk Cousins. But I'll give a small edge to Kirk Cousins, Donnie.
Starkey may have made this list because Jackson Dart already listed at number two.
I'm surprised Joe would do that, though, because he'd say he should be the starter, and I'll treat him like the starter, even if he's not on the number one on their depth chart. The guy hasn't thrown a pass in an NFL game. I'm not saying that yet.
Yeah.
I'm just not saying that yet.
Already number two.
I know.
No way.
Jimmy G is third.
No, I think he's done.
He's made of, like, fine, like, crystal. He could just explode at any moment.
He's like the plates and glasses your mom keeps in, like, an old cabinet for only the holidays.
Right. Don't throw the ball around in the house. You're going to break the good china.
Mariota's four.
I don't see that
at all.
No,
I think he's pretty cooked, too.
I think he's washed.
Jake Browning, five.
A little bit underrated. The Steelers owned him the two times they played him, though.
I think he's getting a ton of run here for two
Yeah, he had that big game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, I'd rather have Mason.
I think that's too high.
I'd rather have Mason.
Anthony Richardson,
six. I'd rather have Mason.
Mac Jones, seven.
I'd rather have Mason.
God, does anyone look more unathletic than Mac Jones when he's trying to like create space for himself in the pocket? He's
got the same disease as Belichick. He's got a great set of man boobs, Mac Jones.
Did you guys see that Jake Fromm literally has started working in like real estate and like people are like,
I know State Farm dropped the ball.
He's working in insurance and like, but Jake Fromm looks more like a guy who was born to wear a blue polo shirt and in a company headshot than an NFL uniform. If you told me Mac Jones retired tomorrow and started his own brokerage firm, I'd be like, now that was the job he was built for.
I still laugh seeing him, his walk out at the draft and people put the Shark Tank music to it. Andy Dalton, eight.
I'll go Rudolph because I think Dalton's best days are way behind him.
Rudolph, but it's close because I think Dalton can come in like in the right situation and still heat up and like microwave you a win.
Sam Howell, number nine.
I'd rather have Rudolph.
Drew Locke, 10.
I'd much rather have Rudolph.
Still, I'll stop you when you name a guy that I think Rudolph isn't better than.
Cooper Rush, 11.
Rudolph is better, but I don't mind Cooper Rush. I just think it's a weird fit for him in Baltimore. Because
when he was with Dallas, he had a little bit of the moxie and kind of like...
He had that Sunday night game where they played the Vikings.
You know what? I'll say I'd take Cooper Rush in a vacuum. Here's why.
Over Mason?
He understands the assignment, I think, when he's in there.
So does Mason.
I think he plays within himself. I think Mason, if you extend out, if he's got to start for a couple games, we didn't see this because three games is like the perfect amount. I wonder if he's a little bit flying too close to the sun like Icarus, and he's going to start taking
Donnie,
shots
do you know
downfield.
Who Icarus is?
No.
Big Icarus.
Well, you only knew one Greek god, so I'm not shocked to hear that you didn't know who Icarus is.
But I do know who Emmitt Smith played for.
Oh, at well. Least.
He played for this team, by the way. Joe Milton listed at number 12.
Have we cooled off now on the...
Joe Milton.
Joe Milton, though, this, oh, look at this arm. He can throw the ball 90 yards. Wonderful. I was watching, I follow randomly a lot of Cowboys fans, and like there's the guy Marcus Mosher
that
up in Erie. What's his name?
Galifianakis?
No. Wolchuk. He's one of the hosts down there in Dallas. They're talking about early in his last preseason appearance, Milton just looking so bad he didn't even belong in the NFL for the first couple series. Like, no. Give me Rudolph.
By the way, let's not gloss over what Donnie said about Callis.
Number four, Emmitt Smith.
Oh, boy.
Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, my God.
This is just what team did he play in the 90s?
Said the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You
said
the I'm thinking of somebody else named Emmitt. I don't know.
If Emmitt
someone
Smith
else
played
named
for the Steelers,
Emmitt.
See, I'm
they
convinced.
They would have won another Super Bowl.
He could have played for the Steelers, though. I just.
How many other Emmitts are there in, like, Emmitt Thomas played in the 60s?
I'm convinced on that one it was a work. Because he made a comment earlier in the segment that, oh, people like when I'm an
dumb
idiot and I miss these.
Well, he nailed the first three. They went far. This is where did they play in the 90s? Favre, Packers, obviously the correct answer. Elway, Broncos. And then the third one was Aikman. He goes Cowboys. I mean, he was rattling these off quickly. Then they go Emmitt Smith, probably more famous than Aikman.
Yes. Easily.
And he tries to say he was thinking of a different Emmitt who played
Deion
for the Steelers.
Prime.
See, this is one of the ones that should be obvious.
Exactly.
So, probably
so,
not
you, so you always, you've done very well, well lately, but you get one
on,
round that you shouldn't.
He could have named like five teams.
Right, yeah, I let him. Yeah.
Okay.
Raiders comes to mind.
No, it doesn't.
Here's the thing about that.
That one, did they say, though, he could have said Cowboys, Niners,
yeah,
Falcons, and it would have all been acceptable?
Here's the thing about his performance on these Chris Callis things that's so embarrassing. So he got both of those wrong, but he got everything else right. Mm. And they were patting him on the back this
morning.
Like,
you went 3 out of 5. Good job, big
man.
It's like Shaq shooting free throws. If he gets
to
60%,
you
think he's incredible.
Bro, you work at a sports talk radio station, and you don't know who Deion Sanders played for?
How many football players who've ever lived have been better than Deion Sanders in the pros? Like, just regardless of position, have there been 30 football players to actually be better than
Probably
Deion?
Probably not. On questions like this,
he's
Callis doesn't get credit for shooting 80%. It's like a heart surgeon. You want him to be right 100% of the time.
Oh, he didn't even shoot 80%. He shot 60%.
Ugh.
He was one of those bad pit free throw shooting
Donnie,
teams.
You have the same job as this guy. Doesn't that grind your gears sometimes when you hear that stuff? It's got to.
Or does it make you feel better because you're like, God, how bad would I have to slip up for them to actually be mad at me?
Yeah, I mean, I have to.
The guy was back to using Grok, I think, today on the show notes.
Oh,
or Gemini.
Yeah, he's been all over the AI.
But then he did one yesterday without it, and the show notes, I think it took me 10 seconds to read
it was
them
like
from start
sentence
to finish. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel semi-embarrassed when I can't name a Greek god. And
so this
and
is
these are the questions that he gets.
This is a quick aside that references golf, but they used to do the tour championship, which started today. You got like a bonus
Jack,
if you were the best
player. You
could have
left music up there.
It's okay. We're good.
If you would play as like Scheffler last year started at minus 10 and they would do this staggered scoring reflecting where you finished, right? Do you think if you, let's just say you, Limits, and Callis started in a quiz show thing, right? And Callis just started with 10 correct answers, and there were 13 questions. Do you think you and Bechtold could run him down by 13 and beat him still? If he started 10-0 and just, he could get as many as 23.
And
you
they
guys
weren't catered questions where they were easy ones.
Yeah.
They were actually like legitimate.
Yes. So he starts with
Pittsburgh
10 no matter
trivia.
What.
Okay, so it's almost like
he could actually get 23 if he got 13 for 13, but you guys can only get to 13. If he gets 4 right, he beats you.
It's almost like he's working with a plus 10
yes
spread.
Yeah, he's yeah exactly.
No,
exactly.
He couldn't beat us.
There's no way.
I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to beat you here.
I mean, I think I could dust. I think I can mop the floor with Callis pretty easily. Pony is not. Pony could do it with his eyes closed. You could just, you know, you could give him any question.
I
think I could beat Callis at his wheelhouse, which appears to be New York Yankees baseball.
I agree with that, actually. Do you think he can name who gave up the home run to Maz in 1960, the pitcher?
I can never remember the guy.
Ralph, no, he. I'm trying to think of what he would say.
I believe the gentleman's name was
Terry Ralphson.
I believe his name was Whitey Ford.
I believe Mr. Barra played left field at that point.
All right. More PM team black and gold game day rolls on next. We will see more starters on defense than we have all year. How are we feeling about the Steelers defense right now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.